Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now.
You see clearly, Jay?
So clearly.
Look up at the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Good Day program, which is in the air everywhere. That's how you get it. You get it, take it down from somewhere
else. Just
there.
Reach up and grab
there.
It.
Yeah, right. That's it. You know, turn your days into, instead of having a harsh day, you'll have a good day thinking about some of the things that we talk about, bring your attention to. If you have small children, what's your routine like? Speaking of routines, you have small children, Jay. What do you wrap your day around them? I guess you probably do, right? It's the most important thing in your life.
For the most part.
Yeah, right. And that's what it ought to be. It's important to have a good job and to enjoy your work. But if you have a family, that routine at the beginning of the day, and I speak from experience because I didn't have this, I cherish it, bless those who take good and healthy care of their children, getting them ready for the day. Matt Miles, my grandson, and I were talking about this on Sunday. How does he start his day? Because he gets up at 6 o'clock and he gets the bus at 10 minutes to 7 to go to school. So I said, what do you do for that hour? And he said, I brush my teeth and wash my face and get dressed and have breakfast and read a book and that kind of stuff.
That's nice. You just go at a leisurely pace. Starting your day off all rushed and already late and behind, it changes your mood for the entire day.
Yep. It sure does. Makes you feel very strange. Uncomfortable, even. You're depriving yourself of some. Those people who stay up late and they read or they watch TV or whatever, maybe go out or whatever it is. Yeah, it's okay if that's what you want, but it's not a comfortable routine. And there's something to be said. No. Something to be said for a routine, and that's kind of what I'm underscoring here. All right, so we've got a lot of mom news here. Let's go through some of the things that are about moms or affect moms. Here's a family, of a Florida woman who was killed. She was struck by lightning outside of a school. She was picking up her children from school, speaking of school. And so the lawsuit charges these county officials with negligence. Nicole Tedesco is her name. She was hit by a bolt of lightning by picking up her children at school.
Mm-hmm. And her kids were close. They were running to her. I think one of the daughters they got injured. The family dog was injured. The mom was the only one killed.
But why are they suing the school? What is there about the school facility?
They're saying that
facility?
There wasn't enough protection, that there should have been an awning or something. But they're a family that lost a loved one, and they're hurting. And these children are absolutely, you know, they're going to be traumatized the rest of their life.
Sure.
The question is, even if there was an awning, what could have stopped a bolt of lightning from hitting this woman or somebody else when they're walking back to their vehicle? Yeah. Because you can't have an awning over the entire parking lot.
No, this is one of those freaks of nature thing. I'm guessing, even though it's interesting and it's sad, I don't see. The lawsuit says that the school board owed a legal duty to this woman to protect her. I think that's unreasonable. I think you just pointed it out. It's unreasonable, but it's, it doesn't make them feel any better. And I don't know. Excuse me. How getting money out of it makes them feel better.
Well, because especially to cover all the costs of everything from her down to the... Yeah, I'm sure she was transported by an ambulance, which again would have to pay for. So I don't think they're trying to get, like, millions of dollars. I think they're just trying to cover a lot of those costs.
Well, let's see how sympathetic...
Even had there been an awning, it's not like there would be one everywhere.
Yeah, I think you need to take this thing apart and see where it goes. But interesting, anyway, from a legal standpoint. Here's another woman, a mom, has $820,000 insurance claim for disabling injuries. The claim was dismissed. She was trying to pull a fast one on the insurance company and didn't get away with it. The insurance company was following her around. She experienced neck and back pain, she said, as the result of a crash in 2017. However, she was seen at Christmas throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition.
So,
at the end of that...
What kind of debilitating pain allows you to still have the strength to throw a Christmas tree? Those suckers are heavy.
The insurance company said that she was faking her injuries. She said, no, I wasn't faking. I was simply trying to live a normal life. Anyway, there are pictures. The insurance company has pictures of this lady throwing the Christmas tree. And the video actually made it to court, showing the woman training her dog. And she wouldn't have been able to do that if she had the injuries that she claimed she had.
One of the things she claimed is that she couldn't lift heavy bags. She couldn't lift anything above a certain weight. And here she is throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Yep. Sorry. No sale. All right, here's a story of a lady who lost two babies to co-sleeping.
This is
heartbreaking. She's been charged with homicide. This is really, two felonies. The two children died while in bed with her. This lady lives in Muncie, Indiana, charged with reckless homicide and neglect.
Mm-hmm. This happened on two different occasions, too. She lost her first baby, and it's a horrible accident. A lot of parents will co-sleep with their newborns or their infants, which is incredibly unsafe, but sometimes they're not purposely trying to sleep with them. I don't know if this was the first one or the second time, but she was feeding the baby, and she accidentally fell asleep, which happens, especially, and the baby was 2 weeks old, especially in that time period.
So isn't the baby dying enough of a penalty? Or is this legitimate? Is this
I think because it happened a second time.
A second time.
That's why it becomes an issue, because it's like, okay, this happened again. This poor woman lost her children, her babies, twice on two separate occasions. But again, it is one of those things that sometimes it happens by accident, where somebody is holding the baby and they are lack of sleep and they accidentally fall asleep on the couch and roll on top of the baby. That's why you're not supposed to co-sleep when they're below a certain age, because they can't move if they do get into a situation where there's something on top of them or causing them not to be able to breathe and suffocating. They can't wiggle their way free.
We're focusing on moms in the news here on Good Day. Here's a real-life drama playing out in Florida with an advocate for traditional family values fighting to keep her position on a school board after details about her role in a sex scandal involving her husband and another woman came to light.
Yeah, why is that a scandal? What floats her boat in her marriage? She had a threesome with her husband. She wasn't cheating. Yeah. He wasn't cheating. Why is that anybody's
business? So how did it come to light? I guess that would be my question.
Yeah, that is another good question.
Right? Who found out? So this person who is the leader of the organization Moms for Liberty, this is in the Sarasota area, by the way, she's being recalled because of the scandal that we're talking about here. But the board members don't have the authority.
Is she on the school board? Yeah, she's on the school board.
I believe she's also on the board of Moms for Liberty.
I don't think that group is trying to kick her out. I think it's whatever her school
situation
is.
No, it's the school board.
But it makes me wonder, is her husband facing any consequences for being the other member of this marriage that was in the sexcapade?
Yeah. Sexcapade. Oh, I like that word. The saga began when this lady's husband, her name is Bridget Ziegler, his name is Christian, he was removed as Florida's Republican Party chairman after being accused of a sexual assault by some woman who said the couple had been involved with her. So anyway, they've been friends for a long time, and they apparently have had a lot of this activity. And then the woman, for whatever the reason, decides she doesn't like it anymore. I don't know whether, you know, who knows what the really the reason for that is. They've done it, apparently they did it a lot, dozens of times. And they just, I want to know, though, I want to know how this stuff gets, who made the video recording, and how did it get public? How did it become public?
Well, I think after she admitted to the sexual relationship. Because
admitted to whom?
Accusing her husband of rape.
Really? That sounds like
a, which, I mean, it's still begs the question. And not the question, but it's still, you know, to reiterate the statement, too, of you can have sex with somebody, and it can be both parties agree to it and all of that stuff, and then one person says no one time, and the other person doesn't stop pushing because they've always had sex before. That's still rape. No means no. Always.
Yep. No always means no. Yep. All right, I got one more of these mommy stories. This lady from Washington forgot to check a lottery ticket. Here's another one of these. We've had one of these stories every day this week. Lady checks it after a reminder from her husband. And today, because she did check it and her husband said, come on, look at the numbers. They now have $135,000 that they didn't have yesterday. this lady is actually, she's a professional electrician. She'd gone into a grocery store, buy some stuff for dinner, decided to purchase a hit five game ticket from the lottery, went to the vending machine, and so she, this game, you pick five numbers between 1 and 42, it's like a regular lottery, right? Each play is a dollar, and some, you know, sometimes it can be a quick pick, sometimes it's a number that you come up with anyway. Her husband, they were purchased in February of last year, and it wasn't until recently that he saw, I guess, the lottery, these tickets have, they kind of glow in the dark, see lottery regional office. Where, anyway, 135,000 smackers, good for them, 18 after on Good Day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 23 after the hour, here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The relationship Courtney B. Vance has to his wife, Angela Bassett. Interesting, because it seems to have been up and down, but I think they're still married, are they not? There was a time when they seemed to be going in different directions, but I think, aren't they? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh,
Jay.
I don't recall still, that. Yeah, no, they're still married. Yeah. I didn't realize they had those issues.
Yeah, no, there was a problem for a while. I remember that. Anyway, so Angela Bassett, somebody, I like her. She's been a lot of television. But she's in a show now. Is it one of those fire shows, right? Isn't she? Like in the
911 or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
No,
she also played Tina Turner. But this focus here is on the way that they live together, Courtney B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, and how they have raised their children. And so I think there's a good lesson here, frankly, for all of us to pay attention to. So we'll get to the bottom line of their core existence after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angela Bassett played Tina Turner in the movie. Did a great job on that. She is often the focal point of her physicality because she obviously works out. She has quite a musculature stature. To her, did she play somebody, or is that just the way she lives? Did she, like when, who was it that got all, when that boxing movie, that was, she got herself all muscled up. Hillary Swank, yeah, right. I just have a feeling that's the way she lives and takes care of herself.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think she's always been that way. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Okay, so they have very strict rules, according to B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, as to how to juggle their careers with raising their children. Apparently, they didn't do what a lot of Hollywood families do and hire nannies to take care of their children. It looks like somebody, their rule was somebody has to be home. We're never going to have both of us gone.
One parent has to be home at all times, so they would always kind of juggle their schedules and calendars so that was happening, or one person would work on a project, and then once that project wrapped, it was the next person's turn. And also, to be that spectacular at your craft, at your job, because actors, a lot of times, they're constantly unemployed, and they have to wait for the next role to book something, and they have to have side jobs, where these two people, as soon as it was their turn to go do a project, there was always going to be something waiting for them.
Well, this is thoughtful. This is provocative. She was interviewed in this Women Changing the World cover. There's a lot of this stuff floating around now, women of the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, well, she was following in her husband's footsteps, sort of, in terms of how they agree. You know how these magazines and these people interviews, they're always trying to find a crack. They're always trying to find something wrong with the people that they interview. And to the credit of Courtney B. Vance and his wife, Angela Bassett, they couldn't find anything but good. So, good. Good for them. And it's a good lesson for all of us. Think about how you're raising your children or your grandchildren. Food for thought here. Good day. 28 after the hour. Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and get. Guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that XL Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Calling all angels. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Guess who I am? Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. And looking at a picture of her. Listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are my, fat,
visually unappealing.
Oh, ah!
Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company, or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between...
You and the seat?
Sitting in whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I grossed myself out.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat. The big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time. I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that'll go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. Rah, rah, shish, kumbah. Let's see what we have for good news here. Yeah, let's raise our hands. Yeah, looking up to the sky. The satellites that we have, you know, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, when you have the talk, what is it, talk live, no, not talk live, whatever that, oh, tune in, that's what it is, and some of the other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. And each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell, they don't signal the whale to move.
He
must be signaling.
There's like a light and it's like, please stop here, take a
look.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Hold your horses, we'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, the satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants
phones
to find you, they can find you. Your phones,
Exactly. A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so you can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine. You may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, break,
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is interesting. What is it? Turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Oof.
And the family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh?
It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. So you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and I'm perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Group. Right, Jay? Bananarama. Bananarama. I'm having a Bananarama for dessert. Let's have a Bananarama for breakfast.
Bananarama. I never realized how much they sound like Ace of Base.
Yeah, all right. Crank this up for a minute. Listen. This came from one of Chuck's favorite movies, right? What would a week be like if we didn't get to talk about the remake of Ralph Macchio's Beard or whatever it is that's on his mind today?
Karate Kid, Doug. Karate Kid.
I know, right? He didn't have a beard.
I got a couple stories on my head, so let me just...
Have you?
Now, that Bananarama, I'll give you a quick story. My daughter, we love the Karate Kid, right?
Right.
So she puts on music videos at the store at my shop, and... A couple of weeks ago, she put on this video, Bananarama, Cruel, Cruel Summer, which was a song played in The Karate Kid. When you look, the history of music video, before MTV, music videos first popped up, this is off the top of my head, on Friday night videos. It was Friday night, ABC, 11:30 at night. They used to do for a half hour show music videos, which was something completely different at the time. And this video, when you look at it today... It was very popular, but production-wise, it looks like they shot it for about $1.98. Like there was it was basically a handheld camera. No money, but you know that was the cool part of it. You know, you didn't need crazy high production values to do something entertaining back in the day. But you know, it's almost hard to believe because I also at my shop I play the Karate Kid a lot. And people are like tuned in. Like it's such a great film, but it's hard to believe it's 40 years old, but when you watch it, it feels like it was shot yesterday. It's just timeless. But we play that, we're playing that song because Joshua Jackson, who was on Dawson's Creek, and he just did a great stint on Peacock's Dr. Death season one. I thought he was really, really good in that. Has been signed on as a major cast member in the new Karate Kid movie, which is going to star Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. It's going to be interesting because, you know, when you take Top Gun, you do a movie from a movie. This is a movie to a TV, a very successful streaming series, Cobra Kai, back into a movie. So it's going to be interesting. The plot line's very secretive, so I have no idea what it's about. But I'll watch.
Anyway, speaking of plot line, there's a lot of buzz. Sydney Sweeney was the host of
Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
It was cute.
She did a skit on SNL, a Hooters skit, right?
Right.
Which I don't know. I mean, people have their own opinion. It's not usually stuff you do for a long-lasting career. I don't think Margot Robbie would have did that skit. I know people saw it, but I don't know.
I think Sydney Sweeney is to the point where she may almost be, last year or two or three, she's almost bulletproof. And the fact that all the stuff that she, the reason they played up that she was having an affair with Glenn Powell, the co-star, and
anybody
with
you. With that. I get that.
Was
I get
exactly.
That stuff.
Right. That was what it was all about.
I get that stuff.
She's very busy. I didn't know who she was.
She's operating in the business right now.
Yeah, well, she's good. She's very likable, I think. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I said, and you'd agree with this, it's very hard to fake chemistry with actors. They're actors, but the real chemistry, and you could tell these two had chemistry.
Oh, no, listen, if you go back to the Julia Roberts, Nick Nolte movie, that's non-chemistry.
Chemistry.
So I love Trouble. Exactly. So these stars who are on screen have zero chemistry. And then his actors have really good chemistry. I agree with you. In this case, she had really good chemistry with Glenn Powell. I just think, you know, there's two roads to go down. You either go down one or the other. She's going down both. She's embraces her hotness. Let's put it that way. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But are you going to get serious roles doing that? So I don't know. I just sound an interesting.
Get a paycheck. All right, how'd the box office totals turn out this weekend?
Big one, Dune 2. No surprise, great reviews, $81 million over the weekend domestically, $97 million overseas, so almost $180 million opening weekend worldwide. Again, you know, people go to the movies for big movies. It's the other stuff. I'll give you an example, Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank. I interviewed her Friday. I thought she was a terrific person, but I saw the movie, and the movie was terrific. And yet it's only done $12 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't find a seat to see it. I tried a couple times this weekend.
Well,
all right, I'll find this time. Yeah, it's a good movie, I think, from all I hear. Chucker, you're a good man. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug.
59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.